welcome to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwen Tong, MD. My name is Woody. Your co-host is Elaine. And just before we begin, we do have scheduled guests. But I would like to mention that you can call too and participate in the show. The number is 1-800-227-5278 or 714-744-4150. And now, here's your co-host, Elaine.
Good morning. Many of the Americans today are suffering from a variety of degenerative ailments, such as chronic pain, arthritis, migraines, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, Alzheimer's, lupus, cancer, as well as mental depression, suicidal tendencies, drug withdrawal, and infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these degenerative ailments can indeed be cured with a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, a method pioneered by Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat really the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs and surgery only mask symptoms and fail to treat the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the root cause, which ultimately involves a mind-body disharmony. Stay tuned for our cases to see how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. You can listen to our past shows, which are posted on our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome any questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Well, Dr. Tong, before I get started, I just want to update you on my week. I just finished my first week in medical school, and it's a lot of work.
That reminds me of my days. And actually, a lot of work, but it was fun. With a whole group of people that you take for 4 years and study.
Yeah, it's fun, but a lot of work. So who do we have scheduled for today?
Actually, we had 3 patients scheduled. One of them, however, had a migraine headache, and she could not get on the show. And that was the one that she was on our show some time ago with adrenal collapse, Addison disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, disabled for 14 years and had to take cortisone all the time. And she could hardly talk when she first came to me, but she now performing, singing, and I was going to play a clip of her song, but we'll do it in another Saturday.
Right, that was Ellen.
Yeah,
was
Ellen.
She was on show 27, March 31st, so if you want to check that out on her website, she had headaches, migraines, back pain, hypothyroidism, chronic fatigue, vertigo, constipation, colonics, adrenal collapse, Wilson syndrome.
Most of those symptoms had disappeared. In fact, during 2-week periods, she was taking no medication, including cortisone. But she's not stabilized. She's back on a little bit of cortisone, but none of the other symptoms, no vertigo, no fatigue, no depression and so forth. But she just came down with a migraine.
Okay.
Two other guests. Okay, the first one is Rocky, and he came to me, I think, about 2 years ago, considering having sinus surgery. Let's just get him on the line.
Okay. Rocky?
Hello?
Is Rocky there?
This one?
Is Rocky there? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Rocky.
Hi, Rocky.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Rocky, can you tell us what do you do and where are you from?
I'm an engineer, and I have my own engineering firm in Redondo Beach, California. And about 2 years ago, I had developed a severe sinus infection. And I was going to a traditional MD who put me on various antibiotics for a period of about 5 months with no results whatsoever. And he kept telling me that, you know, if we don't get this cleared up, pretty soon we're going to have to give you surgery. So they were going to drill two holes in the lower sinus cavities through the cheeks of my face and go in and scrape them clean.
Mm.
At that point, the postnasal drip was so bad that I actually had ropes of mucus coming out of the back of my throat, my mouth, almost all day. And my work requires that I travel, and it was very difficult to even get on a plane because you had to go to the bathroom and spit almost continuously.
Mm.
So it was very difficult at that time. Also, the eustachian tube on the left side was plugged, so I couldn't, sometimes I couldn't get my balance because I couldn't balance the ear, the pressure across the eardrum. So that added to it. So with all these things, I was not feeling very well.
So you had to work while you're experiencing these symptoms.
Yeah, and that was tough. And I really didn't want to travel, and I have to travel, and that was very difficult getting on a plane with that inner ear problem too.
So for 5 months, you were on antibiotics one after the other, and nothing helped you. Your symptoms didn't even clear up a bit.
Nothing.
Okay, so then what did you decide to do?
Well, I met a friend of mine, and his wife suggested I go to Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about 2 or 3 weeks right before the surgery, and I said, "Sure, I'll try anything if I can avoid the surgery." So I went, and probably 5 treatments, I was 90 to 95% better.
Mm.
And it was that quick. Even after the first couple treatments, I mean, there was tremendous response.
Wow.
And
just like we had that guest a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Bob, he had 2 sinus surgery. And, he was skeptical. One of my patients referred him to me, and he gave me 2 chances. But the very first treatment, I cleared all his sinus.
Wow.
And then on our first show, Gil from San Francisco.
Gil
from San Francisco, okay. And was all plucked up and had 1 sinus surgery, polyp removed. 6 months later, everything all grew back. He came to me, and ever since the first treatment, everything was clear, the polyp all shrunk, and so he had never come back for another treatment.
So then, how long did you have treatments from Dr. Tong for?
Oh, I probably did, just some more, probably for the next couple months, maybe 3 months, just, you know, overall balancing everything, any other issues that existed, to kind of balance the whole body out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in maybe once a year for a touch-up.
Here's the point. After the initial treatment a couple of years ago, you did okay for all this time?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Let's see. Well, then probably due to stress and eating the wrong foods.
Mm-hmm. Eating the wrong food is probably more so.
Eating back a bit, and that means things like, foods with hot temperaments such as garlic, onions, salsa in the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
And these sort of things kind of brought it back, because in general I don't eat a high carb. I eat a low carbohydrate diet.
Yes. Here's
I'm pretty sure that's what does it. So this time I'm smart and I'm staying away from those things.
Yeah, here's the point, and I want the listeners to hear this, okay? I claim that most of these degenerative diseases, in fact, all of them, they're just named, can be cured, but the cure takes 2 parts. One's from me. I reversed the mind-body harmony and imbalances to clear the symptoms. But the patient had to learn the right kind of lifestyle, diet, stress reduction. Okay, in order to get that, just like a car mechanic can fix a car temporarily, that if you do not follow and put the right fuel in the car would go bad again.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rocky, were your symptoms as severe as before, or...?
Oh, no. Nowhere were they as severe as...
Okay, but you just wanted to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice...
During this 5-month period, I also had a polyp that had been confirmed by MRI on the left side, the left nostril.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I hadn't been able to breathe on the left side for probably 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that nostril, after the initial treatment, was completely open and remains open no matter what.
Wow.
Here's another point.
I breathed on the left side for 7 years, prior to meeting Dr. Tong 2 years ago, and when I got all the acupuncture treatments at that time, that nostril opened up, and I've been able to breathe on that side ever since for the last 2 years.
Here's another point, which is very, very difficult for the Western culture and the material paradigm, people who are fixated on the material, to understand. The physical deformity is not the cause or symptom. Bone spurs, polyps, disc are not the cause or symptom. Because 92% of my people get better the very first treatment.
Right.
All these people have bone spur, disc, polyp.
And there's no way that the bone spur would heal after one treatment.
After one treatment, okay. And also, you have thyroid hormone, calcium deficiency, and all the hormonal imbalances. After the first treatment, there's no way that I can fix it right then. The only thing is that when the mind's energy get connected to the body, the symptoms disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that matter the most, the thing that most matter the most is this energy, the living energy, the Chinese call qi.
Mm-hmm.
It's the life that energizes the physical body.
So you're balancing his mind and body together.
As soon as you connect that, okay? Pretty much like, let's say you have a legal problem and you've been worrying about it, and everybody tell you they're going to cost $50,000, $60,000, and you don't have the money. But then you find an attorney that's very good, and you say, oh, no, that's going to cost maybe a couple of $1,000. You feel better already before anything is fixed. Everything feels better already. You just so the mental energy, the chi, the know-how, the getting the physical body is the most important.
Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling now, Rocky?
I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. The other thing I noticed, I recently started taking yoga classes.
Oh.
And I haven't been able to get into all the postures, but most recently, after I had a few treatments with Dr. Tong balancing everything out,
mm-hmm.
on Monday night,
more flexible.
I was able to get in the postures, no problem.
Wow.
I felt overall more flexibility and more ease, and it was amazing.
Increased flexibility, do you think, is that because of the channels are open, Dr. Tong?
You know what happened? Next time when you get the treatment, tell me what posture you cannot get into, and I can fix it, okay? We have, Daoyu is one of my best patient that really adhere to everything I say. Right now, I'm getting all his movements, okay, agility and flexibility,
mm-hmm.
all improved with his trainer.
And strength.
Yeah, blockages is what caused the muscle to be rigid.
Right,
so open it, okay, like a little kid, have all the they don't have too much blockage, they're very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, okay, you get less energy, less energy, less circulation, you become more stiff and inflexible, and
right.
I can improve that.
That sounds great.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rocky, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Good luck to you in the future, and hopefully we can have you back on our show.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Rocky speaking with us on Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. He came to Dr. Tong 2 years ago considering sinus surgery. He had a sinus infection. Antibiotics could not help for 5 months, recommended surgery. They wanted to drill 2 holes in his sinus cavity. His postnasal drip was so bad that there were ropes of mucus coming out. That's very, very descriptive. I bet you guys can picture that. So, give us a call today, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, the next guest is, she was here a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Anne-Marie, who has infection for a year and a half, which I cure, and then another, then she came back to me because of knee surgery, which crippled her, and within a couple of treatments, I cure her problem, and then I find out afterwards that she had asthma and also allergy problem, that she'd been taking medication for it, and I told her that I can cure her problem, and let's have her share her story.
Okay, is Emily on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Okay, for those listeners who don't know Emily, she was on our show actually 2 weeks ago, August 4th, show number 44. She is from Orange County, and Dr. Tong just reviewed your history. How are you doing? You're doing better?
I'm doing very well.
Okay.
My knee is fine.
Your knee
would be stronger than the knee that didn't have the surgery, and he's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the knee is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the asthma is gone. That's when you did it again.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm amazed. I can't even tell you how I feel. It's like I feel like this different person being able to breathe for the first time in years, and I have not touched the medication.
How long were you on the medication for?
From about 1993.
Wow.
So it was.
Wow.
But the thing is that I had to take it every day, and a lot of the medication wasn't strong enough to work for me.
So what were you taking?
I was taking Cervant, and then to the point they put me on the Cervant disc, which is the powder formula that helped me more. But I still didn't have the breathing that I have now.
Yes.
And then also Pulmicort. But I would also go through periods, you know, in the seasons, in the spring and in the fall, where I'd have to be on prednisone.
Yes.
And I was also, at one point, on, I had a home care nebulizer.
Yes.
It's the machine that they put the medication, you put the medication in and then you breathe it. It's a machine that it goes into your lungs. It speeds up your heartbeat, and then when you're through, you're shaking.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't have to do that.
That's for your asthma?
For my asthma, yes.
To increase your heart rate.
Yes, because my asthma was so bad that even the inhalers and the patients weren't taking care of the problem.
Mm.
That's why I feel that those who claim that American medicine is the best in the world should be embarrassed.
Yes.
I mean, you subject the patient to all this, sufferings and inconveniences.
And you don't get better.
You don't really breathe any better.
No, you just get by. And I truly believed until I came back for the knee that it was something that I was going to live with for the rest of my life.
Until you told me about it.
Yeah, and you know what? When you talked to Michelle a couple of weeks ago, I well, shucks, you can take care of asthma too.
Yes.
Yes. It is just such a wonderful feeling. I mean, it's just that when you have the disease, you don't realize how impaired you are.
Mm-hmm. You get used to it and you resign to the fact that you had to live with it, just like they told you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And something else, so that, and then all the allergies, the sinus problems, and something that I hadn't told you, doctor, is that I have a large air purifier by my bed.
Yes.
That every night I would have to turn on when I'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
In order not to be waking up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Coughing up, because that time, you know, as Zaki was talking, you do get this mucus in your throat.
Right.
And I would wake up in the middle of the night and having to spit it up.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is. And also, I have had, for probably about the past 8 years, I've had to sleep with two pillows.
Yes.
Because to lay in bed with just one pillow, I almost felt like I was suffocating. I couldn't breathe right.
Yes.
So I had to be propped up.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm now down to one pillow again.
Like a normal person.
Like a person.
How about the air purifier?
I haven't used it.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. And after how many treatment do you feel better when I told you that I can cure asthma?
I think it was two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two.
Two treatments. 8 years on all these drugs.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Those drugs are expensive too.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
For the asthma drugs, they don't have generics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you know you're paying quite a bit of money for those things. So
the problem is you're paying to put toxins in your body. You know, I mean, it's symptomatic control you can understand, but when you have to do it for over a period of time, I mean, 8 years, that's not short. We have another patient, Alicia, who's been on our show countless numbers of times. She was on 15 years, 12 to 20 different inhaled steroids, nasal sprays, antibiotics, nothing helped.
Yeah.
And prednisone is known to really, I mean, it can blow you up.
Well, I tell you, my appetite.
Yeah.
And I had the appetite of a meal skinner, and talk about climbing up the ladder of lard. I was really putting it in weight. You know what? My appetite doesn't need any encouragement.
Right. And then when you
get it, they have prednisone.
When you get to that point, then you get depressed, and then you just get more and more sick, and it's not right.
She gained a lot of weight because of the prednisone and
because
of eating the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
The old joke, you know, seafood diet, eat all the food you see. It was just nonstop eating.
But that wasn't you because you were on the drugs and it was causing you.
Yeah, it was a prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
The drug is what caused you not to be yourself.
Yeah.
And like, I found out that the text Texas woman that choked five of her kids.
Right, yes.
We're on four different psychotropic drugs. One of them tries the maximum dose.
Mm-hmm.
How can she behave like that? I think the psychiatrist that prescribed the drug should be prosecuted, not her.
She was on Haldol, Effexor, Wellbutrin, Remerin.
And
dose is nearly twice the recommended maximum limit. I mean, of course she's going to go crazy.
But you don't see this in the media.
No.
That's a conspiracy to cover up the detrimental side effects of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, see, you don't hear that. Let me just say it's a coincidental fact that they are on psychotropic drugs.
In that case, though, Dr. Tong, what should she they have done for her postpartum depression then?
What should they have done?
Instead of giving her the psychotropic drugs.
Send them here. But they don't want to do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, they do not want to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping you guys safe, this is the most unfortunate fact that we have to face. Keeping the public sick produces repeated business for the doctor and for all the specialists that they know. And this is something that, like, let me just go back to our show. You find out that asthma is so easily cured, okay? Starting from my first show, Jessica, you know, Jessica described how she felt. You felt inside, the breathing, you can feel the breathing inside. Then you have Joe, Carmelita, Marilyn, Alicia, and you. In fact, most, 99%, 90% or more of my patients behave like that. Very first time, you feel better. Okay.
Yeah, yes, that's right. After the very first treatment, I did feel better.
Yes.
Well, one other thing, you know, Dr. Tong, you told me to quit. I take the allergy medication every day, a Guafenix, for my sinuses.
Yes.
And you told me, well, you know, you can stop taking it. And I said, well, doctor, every time I try to stop taking it, I get a sinus infection.
Yeah, you won't.
You said you won't now.
Yes.
And
not after I treat you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is amazing.
For anybody out there suffering with allergies and asthma, like I did, I really hope you could give Dr. Tong a try because you won't regret it. It's just, I'm so glad. I'm just so grateful, doctor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Here's my last comment is the fact that, unfortunately, all these medical scientists that are on these, that are doing research, they really do not want to know the truth. Remember that incident, Johns Hopkins, they experimented with a hexamethonium and tried to construct a normal lung and they want to determine how a healthy lung fights asthma.
Yeah, she's
and they kill a healthy, perfectly healthy lady.
24-year-old.
Ellen Roche, 24 years old. I mean, do we really think all these issues are ethical? Do we really care? They don't.
Well, they said they took responsibility.
Research is a dynamite. The research is dynamite. It's a bonanza for people who had the political skill to get grants.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, using law as an excuse, okay, to force taxation on us and waste billions and billions of dollars, whereas all these diseases are curable.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
so easy to cure. But because of so much money being made on sick people, no one wants to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The media, the journals, the medical school, the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, none of them want to know, except the very sick patients that want to get the help back.
But you know what? Unfortunately, it seems like when people are just at a point of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like I was.
Yes.
Right.
You know, that's when they turn to the alternative because the way we're raised and brainwashed,
exactly,
all the traditional, you know.
See, here are the two bad terms: alternative and traditional.
Right.
Chinese medicine is much more traditional, much more long-term.
I'm around the
I
apologize.
And no, that's not you. It's the media, the journals that use the term. Why should my treatment be alternative when I treat the root cause?
Yes.
When I use something that the system uses. Can you ever fix something in a system, some system, by using the wrong parts?
Right. Yeah.
Just use the wrong parts.
But you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they brainwash you. They use all these terms.
Yeah, that's right. And the Chinese have been doing for thousands of years. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And our drugs are being changed every second.
Right.
They just recall another drug.
Yeah, they're taken on and off the market all the time.
Okay, here's the new drug that's been taking off Baycol. because of statin that treat high cholesterol and cause muscle degeneration, and there's a few death. So mm-hmm. they take out these drugs, but all the statins cause the same thing. Some of them are less, some of them are more. That's why you got to do the liver function test all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So why take things that are causing death? And what happened to that research in the first place?
Right.
Okay, what happened to the research that was approved by the FDA? Okay, why do we have to approve a drug and then disapprove it later? Why can we find out the best side effects? So all these research are phony.
Yeah, the sad thing is that 700,000 Americans are on this drug for lowering cholesterol.
Mm.
And you're only treating cholesterol. You're not treating the disease that causes high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Anne Marie, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are lovely as always.
And
stories are amazing. Hopefully we'll be able to speak with you again.
Oh, yes, so. Because I've got a long list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, have a great weekend.
Oh, we do this too.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Tong.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Who is a patient?
Okay.
Here's a patient that also had chronic fatigue syndrome, which is not supposed to be curable,
mm-hmm.
and all her symptoms disappear.
Right.
And just she's been seeing me only... Couple of weeks.
That is pretty incredible. There's some other things in the news. Very interesting. This was actually in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago. One patient, 34 days in the hospital, a $5.2 million bill.
For 34 days.
For 34 days. I mean, that's a lot of shopping.
See, do you agree with me that medicine is all about money? They make it look like glorifies and the effort of the doctor saving this patient with hemophilia. That means that she cannot make one of the blood factors that she bleed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I can treat that. I never treat a patient like that before. It doesn't matter you call it hemophilia and whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. I treat people who cannot produce platelets. It's called idiopathic thrombocytopenia.
Mm-hmm.
All this fancy name means nothing to me. When we treat the people with myeloid dysplasia,
right.
We treated Sandra, remember her bone marrow stopped producing red blood cells and her hemoglobin was down to 6,
mm-hmm.
and after a couple of treatments, we went up to 11.
Yes.
So all this name means nothing.
They're all symptoms.
I enhances the spleen, the lung, the heart, and I treat emotional trash, I dumb them. So whatever you did wrong in your past is what I correct, is what a doctor should correct.
My question is, who's going to pay for this $5.2 million bill?
We have already paid for it. It's all from the taxpayer of money.
Yeah.
Insurance money.
Wow, that is just so sad. Is there anything else in the news? We'll talk about...